Daharavi Sok Yosef being that he discusses Halachot HaKeshurot HaKhanukat HaBayit. Let's imagine, Baruch Hashem, we were zoche to do the mitzvah of getting married, the mitzvah of buying a house at the end, and then he talks about the fact that I had mentioned before, that once a person does purchase a house, afilu, if it is already built, there's a mitzvah for a person, let's say, opposite the entrance door, to take off amma al amma, which is 20 inches by 20 inches, zeche lechurban bet hamikdash, that his house should not be complete till the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house is going to become rebuilt. So that there is such a mitzvah of zeche lechurban bet hamikdash. Zeche lechurban, you should take off from the painting and the plaster amma al amma, opposite the main entrance door. So that's what I mentioned before. The very interesting nekuda towards the end of this halachot, which is Keshurot Chanukat HaBayit, writes of Yitzhak Yosef, the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. That means, you did your utmost here in Galut. Baruch Hashem, you're zoche to be able to build a family, to buy a house. A person should not forget his ultimate task is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Afilu bizman hazeh, that we are still in Galut. Moshiach is not here yet. But Rabbi Ovadia brings many poskim. There is a mitzvah that said the Oraita, according to the Ramban, even in such a situation, is one of the Taryag mitzvot, according to the Shita of the Ramban, to live in Eretz Israel. And according to Shita the Rambam, 850 years ago, he doesn't write such a mitzvah, but there are those who say that he does write about it. The fact that he quotes the Mishnah Masechet Ketubot, that Kol Olin Eretz Yisrael. Now let's imagine, Rahman al-Islam, that there would be a situation of disagreement between a husband and a wife. The husband or the wife want to live in Eretz Yisrael, and the other spouse doesn't want. So one of them wants, one of them doesn't want. So the mitzvah is, the correct decision is the one who wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, to the extent that the Mishnah continues to say that, to the extent that is needed, a person could force the other party to move to Eretz Yisrael and hakol olin leYerushalayim. That once, let's say, they live in Safat, once they live in another city in Eretz Yisrael, and they say, listen here, one of them wants to move to Yerushalayim, the right party is the one who has such a decision to live in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, which is, Yerushalayim is considered to be Tachat Kisa HaKavod of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, so close to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, to this extent that there are, the Gemara mentions end of Masechet Ketubot, this Gemara that even if a person lives in Chutz Laretz, Keilu Eilo Eloka. It's as if, even if he's religious, it's as if Keilu Ein Lo Eloka. It's as if he doesn't have a God. And if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael, even if he's not observant, unfortunately, it's Keilu Yesh Lo Eloka. As if he has a God. He has it. The Gemara says, Masechet Ketubot. And the understanding is that it's Elohe HaAretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm God of the land. And Paltin Shel HaMelech, the Ramban writes, what does it mean that Eretz Israel is Paltin Shel HaMelech? Eretz Israel is the palace of the king. And if a person is going to do a certain Averot, any Avera, to do Avera, Chutz La'aretz, outside of the palace of the king, is better than in Eretz Israel. But having said that, according to the Ramban, is a mitzvah Aseh D'Oraita to live in Eretz Israel, living in Bizman Aseh. According to the Rambam, he quotes this Mishnah, that Hakol Olin Eretz Israel. Even Bizman Hazeh quotes this Mishnah. That therefore there is such a thing. So the only question is, according to Shita Rambam, is it a mitzvah de Oraita or is it a mitzvah de Rabbana? But he also does write that there is such an element, even Bizman Hazeh, to live in Eretz Yisrael. V'yarashtem otah v'yishavtem bah. V'yarashtem otah, you shall, send them out. V'yishavtem bah. And you should dwell in the land. And this is the mitzvah sheshekula mitzvah yeshivat Eretz Yisrael keneged kol mitzvot, because of the fact that after this pasuk v'yarashtem otav v'yishavtem ba, the next pasuk writes the Torah ושמרתם לעשות את כל החוקים והמשפטים. ושמרתם לעשות, you shall observe to perform את כל החוקים והמשפטים. The understanding of the Chazal is that ישיבת ארץ ישראל ושבתם בה is as if ושמרתם לעשות את כל החוקים והמשפטים. Is as if you fulfilled all the חוקים והמשפטים. ישיבת ארץ ישראל is שכולה כנגד כל המצוות. Is as if you perform all the מצוות. There are, I believe, altogether 8 mitzvot like this. Mitzvah sisit, it's considered to be keneged kol ha-mitzvot. Mitzvah bikurim keneged kol ha-mitzvot. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Mitzvah yeshivat Eretz Yisrael is keneged kulam also. So right, Rav Yitzchak Zera Ovadia writes about it. Kesha ha-kavana le-itiyashev Eretz Yisrael l'shem mitzvah u-lekayem et kol ha-mitzvot ha-tiluyot ba-aretz. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, with all of his mitzvot, that is called Torat Moshe. Am Israel is called Am Moshe, Amcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him your nation. Torah is called Torat Moshe. He is still desired, and he prayed 515 times to be zoche to come at least visit Eretz Israel to fulfill a couple of mitzvot hatiluyot ba'aretz. So here it is, that a person is imagining that I have to, you know, be able to American dream, to be able to possess a house, to school them in school, Bezal Shem, we should all be zoche. At the end of the day, Yeshiva Eretz Israel, first and foremost, to be zoche to buy a house in Eretz Israel, and to be zoche to live in Eretz Israel, and to be zoche to be able to have Kedushat Haaretz, to be zoche to be able to bring more Jews in Eretz Israel. This is a mitzvah that applies, afilu bizman hazeh, to the extent that when a person has this mitzvah as opposed to, let's imagine, Kibud Avaim, it wins over the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, afilu bizman hazeh. So therefore, there is such a thing, and we should all at least have such a